Joining us now for the latest is Dr. Ryan Torn from the Department of Atmospheric and Environmental Sciences at the University at Albany. He's with us live this morning. Good morning, Doctor. What are you seeing in your forecast at this point?
Well, I think the National Hurricane Center forecast has been very consistent over the last day or so, taking the storm through the Bahamas and then making landfalls somewhere in Florida right around the Sunday time frame, and then taking it almost due northward over the next 2 days with a potential second or third landfall up in the Georgia-South Carolina region.
What do you think is the most surprising thing to somebody like you who really knows this stuff?
The most surprising thing about Irma itself?
Yeah.
It's what's really incredible is how fast it intensified when it was out over the open Atlantic Ocean. I think that caught a lot of the hurricane forecasters by surprise. It underwent one period of what we call rapid intensification. Very early on, and then a second one right before it got to the Caribbean, which made it this very powerful and deadly Category 5 storm, and has caused quite a bit of damage out in the Eastern Caribbean now, and looks like about to do some similar type damage in the Bahamas.
I know I saw one report said that it is the biggest storm ever formed in the Atlantic, and another report that said it is tied for the biggest. Not that necessarily matters, but what goes into that? Is it the winds?
Right. So we measure hurricane intensity by the maximum wind speed, which is a it's basically what's the fastest wind speed at any one point in the storm. And so right now, Irma is the second most intense hurricane ever measured in the Atlantic Ocean. One of the unique aspects of it is most of the other very intense hurricanes that we've ever had in the Atlantic have either formed in that high wind speed has either occurred in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Caribbean Sea. With Irma, that wind speed actually happened before it got to the Caribbean, so it's a bit of a unique storm that way.
Wow. How about the expected damage here?
Right. So when we talk about hurricanes, there's three main hazards associated with them. One of them, of course, is the wind, which is the one that everyone usually thinks about. But as we just saw with some of the other notable hurricanes that have made landfall in the U.S. over the past 5 years, there's two other major hazards that we need to be concerned about. One of them being storm surge, which is basically the wind pushing the ocean water, piling up against the land. Think about taking your hand on the bathtub and just making waves on it. We saw that with Hurricane Sandy along the New Jersey and the New York coast, and the devastation that brought. And then with Harvey, of course, we saw the impact of the freshwater flooding for rainfall. And so unlike Harvey, Irma is moving at a pretty good speed right now, so we may not see the same situation with Harvey where we have rainfall over the same place for days upon days as we saw over Houston. But all three of those hazards are certainly in play as Irma makes landfall in the U.S.
We're joined live this morning by Dr. Ryan Thorne from the Department of Atmospheric and Environmental Sciences at the University at Albany. Is it possible this thing could stall or move away?
Stalling seems unlikely at this point. Harvey's on right now on a general west-northwest track.
Irma, you mean?
Irma, excuse me, yes. Too many hurricanes in a short period of time.
Agreed.
Is on a general west-northwest track through Sunday, and right now there's a storm system that's diving southeastward in the central U.S. Toward the southeast, and at that point it's going to pick Irma up, and that's what's going to change its course out to the north. And so it's unlikely that right now that Irma is going to stall. One possible scenario, though, is that if that storm system moves in faster than previously forecast, or Irma slows down a little bit, it's possible that that could kick a bit, basically turn Irma out to the ocean faster.
Okay. Yeah.
Than possible. So it is still within the realm of possibility that Florida could be missed, that Irma could move out to the east of Florida and not take a direct impact, but we should know more so in the next day or two as the models come into better agreement about what the track is going to be.
So you just mentioned too many hurricanes in too short a period of time. And what do we still have a month and a half to go, basically, in hurricane season. And now we've already got two other storms that have formed elsewhere, right, around the Gulf?
That's right. So we have one, Hurricane Katia, which is in the western Gulf of Mexico right now, that's forecast to make landfall in the eastern coast of Mexico within the next couple of days as a kind of a weak Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane. And then right behind Irma is Hurricane Jose, which is moving west-northwest and may clip some of the Caribbean islands in the next couple of days. And by 5 days, 5 days from now, it's actually predicted to start to interact with Irma. So there's actually some interesting scientific interaction going on between both Irma and Jose because they're so close to each other right now.
Boy. All right, so quickly here as we wrap up, are Harvey and Irma signs that we could have more destruction ahead toward the end of hurricane season?
So NOAA's forecast for the hurricane season certainly called for a more active hurricane season than we had typically had. And so we are right at the peak. September 10th is the peak of the hurricane season. So okay. We are right at the peak right now. So it shouldn't be a surprise that we're seeing these really strong storms. But so the conditions are there, going to be there for a few more weeks to have strong and destructive hurricanes. And if we do, hopefully they'll be missing populated areas.
I got to ask quickly, yes or no, are you of the mindset that we need a Category 6 to define a different level of storm?
I think, I'll leave that to the experts to say, but I think the Saffir-Simpson scale has worked very well for the last 40 years that it's been in existence, and maybe some revisions for some of, it might be good to have some revisions for some of those other hazards that we talked about,
yeah.
Storm surge and rainfall. But in terms of wind, I think we're right at the correct gradation of intensities.
Thanks for a few minutes this morning. Dr. Ryan Thorne from the University of Atmospheric and Environmental Sciences at the University at Albany.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.